This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, today is the day we traditionally do movies, but Jenny got us on the topic a little bit earlier because she was saying, well, how do I get your job? Saying, well, you know, you probably can't go the same route that I went, but there are easier routes to go now because of the Internet and blogs and websites. So you can sort of go that route. So, Jenny, you said you had a question.
Yeah, I did. First of all, thank you so much. That's totally great information, and also good to know that I don't have to go to film school because that's really expensive and I could just do it on my own.
Yeah.
My question is, sometimes I notice in your reviews, like, I would get confused because, you know, there's cyberbullying and stuff when people say not nice stuff about people in their reviews. And I notice sometimes you say, like, mean personal things about people's looks and things like that. Is that okay to do in a review?
Well, I think, first of all, I tend to say things like they're not, you know, the usual Hollywood people.
Right.
And I think, and for me, that's an extraordinary kind of thing. They're quite often independent films. And usually when I say it, it's not a negative thing. It's a positive thing. Of here's some people who look like real people. And what I tend to say the most frequently, I think, is about teeth. That Hollywood actors, for some unbeknownst reason, all have their teeth redone. So they all look exactly the same. And British actors, by and large, don't. They, you know, they have all of their, they don't have the dental work done. And so I think gives their character, their face much more character. But it wasn't really meant necessarily as a criticism of that person, as much as sort of a statement of the reality that that American actors tend to have their teeth redone. I think, Trevor, I think something just blew off.
We lost Janie. Yep, she hung up or got disconnected.
I don't think she did. There was a pop, so I think it was probably electronic. My stack thing does not work very well, as you know. All right. So, Janie, I try not to. Let me answer your question in a couple of ways. Do I think it's cyberbullying? I don't. And I think as public people that we all are, you know, that if we live by the sword, we die by the sword. There's things about me on the Internet that I am not the least bit happy about. But I think it's one of the issues, one of the side costs of the fact as a public person that people feel that they can say whatever they want about you. And it doesn't make me very happy, but I understand that it's part of what goes on. And to a very large extent, people are relatively kind, number one. Number two, the intent is really not to embarrass somebody or to bully them or humiliate them. But as part of a review, let me just sort of take it out of that context for a minute and I'll go back to it. I actually asked the question once on the air of, if I hate something, should I tell you about it? And my tendency was not to do that. And I actually had a caller who called up and said, that's not fair. If you're going to be a critic, if you're going to be a reviewer, you need to tell us. And you need to tell us what's the good news and what's the bad news about it. So I guess what I feel is that the context of reviewing something gives me a different kind of, not even license, but a different kind of responsibility than answering your questions. Because as a psychologist, I'm non-judgmental. As a movie critic, by definition, I'm judgmental, right? I mean, why else would you have me doing it? So I don't consider it, and I would view my reviews, that's not an easy sentence, as relatively benign. I tend not to take on after people very much. And the only thing I'll do, if there's something that I think is just so egregious, that it's either so violent or so misogynistic, And there are movies I won't review at all. For example, Sinister 2, I'm not going to go see. Because I hate those kind of movies. I watch them through my fingers. I really do hate them. So, but I think in general, your question about, well, if you're not judgmental as a psychologist, how can you be judgmental about movies? And I would just argue that they're different contexts. They're using my intellect in completely different ways. And so, yeah, I would not be judgmental unless you're having an affair. But that's kind of that one kind of monolithic exception to the rule. But in a movie reviewer, what would being not judgmental mean? I mean, it would say that all the movies are exactly the same, that you should go see all of them, which means I would be completely useless. So, yeah, I think I'm allowed to be a bit judgmental and hopefully not ad hominem arguments particularly of saying, you know, I don't like this person or... I'm trying to think of what I could have said that would have fallen into that context. And if you can remind me of it, maybe I can either apologize for it or explain it or some combination of the two. Okay, but I think that there is a different context. And that may be part of... And I guess the other issue is that I feel like as a psychologist, when you guys call up with me, you're welcome to argue with me. You're welcome to disagree. But to a certain extent, we work under the assumption that I actually know something. And I may know it different than you, and I may know it. It's not that I know your lives better, because I don't. But I do presumably know a little bit more psychology, and I've had more experience dealing with people and their problems. One of the nice things, and one of the reasons that I do the movie reviews, is because it seems to me a much more level playing field, that you're allowed, that your opinion about a movie is as relevant as mine. I may see more movies, but I don't have any particular esoteric knowledge, as you point out. I haven't been to film school, nor when I go to film school. I've just seen a lot of movies, and as that, so there's kind of a critical mass of information there. But and that's part of the reason I do it, is sort of giving you all the idea that. That you're allowed to have an equal opinion to me. The role of authority figure doesn't sit all that easily with me, as you can tell. Alrighty, so if you got cut off accidentally, then call me back. If not, good luck. We'll look forward to your blog. Jamie's Cinematic Jewels. I couldn't think of another J, could you? Let's figure it out. Okay, 855-993-7569. You know, Trevor, do you think we should review the movies? It's a little out of place where we do it, but since we've been talking about it, maybe we'll come back with movie reviews. What do you think?
Yeah, we can.
I think so. All right, so we'll do that. I'll tell you that, and I'll try and make sure I'm trying to think if I really felt like I was cyberbullying anybody in a movie review. I remember, I'll tell you the review that came to mind was... a Sylvester Stallone movie that I think was called Over the Top. I don't remember. I think that actually may have been what it was called. And I just said that I thought Sylvester Stallone had more responsibilities to his public than that, and that you shouldn't go see it. And if you didn't go see it, you should actually ask for your money back either way. But that was kind of the worst that I ever did. And it wasn't. It was just a lousy movie. I didn't say he was a lousy person. It was just a lousy movie. I got two things about lefties, because today is National Left-Handed Day. It turns out, did you know Charlemagne and Leonardo da Vinci were both left-handed?
I had heard about da Vinci, but not Charlemagne.
Yeah, there you go. As Time magazine in 1969 said, Southpaws, Gallic-handers, Chicky-paws, and Scrammies were all seen as sinister. Since the word means left for centuries, the left-hander lived in danger of being accused of practicing witchcraft. The devil himself was considered a southpaw, and he and other evil spirits were always conjured up by left-handed gestures. They're saying that probably has to do with economics. Lefties had few options in terms of the everyday items that depend on handiness, from sports equipment to kitchen items. Most things designed to be held were only optimized for one direction. The situation meant there was an untapped market for lefties. Yay! So there we go. There's a right-hander who actually owns a store called Anything Left-Handed in London's West End. He opened the store last year after giving a dinner party at which he and his wife found that their four guests were all left-handed and all perfectly willing to complain bitterly about the nuisances of life in a right-handed world. The issue for me, for most of the lefties I know, including my sister, was number one, scissors, and number two, writing. You know, the desks, especially when desks were, school desks were that way, were set up for right-handed people. All right, movies on a return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
About about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so here's what I decided to do. I said we were going to do movies coming up, but there are a bunch of movies that open this week, and this is a shorter segment than the next one, so I'm going to do movies in the next segment. That's what we just decided in a moment of Trevor saying, reviewing my reviews. I'm saying, you know, you've got a lot to do right here, so let's why don't we wait, and we'll do it the next segment because it's got a couple more minutes in it. I've gotten a couple of responses on my personal email. I don't know how we're doing on Facebook yet about the issue of handedness. And there apparently is some question about sexual orientation and handedness. And I'm not sure where that comes from exactly. But it's an interesting issue, as I said, that the left-handedness was considered everything left. If you were born the sinister, which meant left, was that you were born out of wedlock. And again, the idea being that the devil was left-handed. The idea that, I mean, when you think about it, that one is named right and the other is named left, which kind of implies wrong, right? So it's one of those kind of sociological issues, and as the article pointed out, it changed, and it has been changing probably for about the last, like, 45 years. Because of economics, if somebody figured out, here's, and I think the assumptions are that it's, what, about, I think, 8% of the population. Let's see what the assumption, that article didn't have anything about it. Let's see if we can find something that said what percentage of the population. Let's say left-handed people percentage. I don't think there is such a thing. Percentage of left-handed people is probably what I'm looking for, but I don't know if there's anything about that. But I vaguely remember thinking it was about like 1 in 9 or something like that. But I mean, that's a huge underserved market of lefties, percentage of lefties. There's also a thing of left-handed presidents. How's that for kind of cool? 10% of the population. I said 9. Come on. I did pretty well. Yeah? So there we go. Let's see what presidents were left-handed, since we're staying away from politics completely. So the idea being that things change because of economics, which I think is a fascinating kind of, you know, Marxian philosophy. Handedness of the president of the United States. The first president to be described as left-handed was, you want to guess? Yes, Trev. No, good guess, but
Lincoln,
wrong.
Yeah.
No. They're saying that Herbert Hoover, and they're saying next to it, dubious. They said there's no evidence of any left-handed president before Hoover. James Garfield, that he could simultaneously write Latin with his right hand and Greek with his left. That's a whole different issue.
That's pretty cool, though.
I had a teacher in a professor in medical school who could do left and right hand brain. He could draw things with both his left and right hand simultaneously. Gerald Ford described himself as left-handed sitting down and right-handed standing up. I don't even know what that means. Harry Truman apparently was left-handed. Ronald Reagan was ambidextrous. How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
George H.W. Bush was left-handed. Bill Clinton was left-handed. And Barack Obama is left-handed. So it's apparently a modern phenomenon, which may reflect the fact that they no longer try to convince kids to be right-handed, even when they're not. Pretty cool, don't you think?
I do.
I think so, too. So it turns out that Father Bush was left-handed. Younger Bush is right-handed. In fact, he was the only... Ronald Reagan was ambidextrous. Then the next two presidents were left-handed. Then George Bush was right-handed, and then another left-handed president. Pretty interesting. Since 1923. Apparently, they didn't pay any attention to handedness before that. That may be why Hoover is kind of disputed, that they're saying he was the first one, but nobody's really completely certain. So there you go. So that's pretty interesting stuff as far as I'm concerned. All right. So the issue about sexual orientation, my guess is that's just, who knows? I mean, how you would make that association is a little bit unclear to me. And there's another article that I think is one of those headlines that is more heat than light. And what they're saying is having a baby more depressing than a death in the family. That's a mistaken headline. It just turns out that parenthood, as we know, is incredibly stressful. So if we said that having a baby is as stressful as a death in the family, then people would understand it. But it's not that it's depressing per se. It's that, well, there are a couple of things. First of all, it is incredibly stressful, number one. But number two, that we know that if you sort of factor in postpartum depression, then the statistics are misleading. But they were saying basically a loss of happiness. And this was a German study, which doesn't necessarily mean it's not right. It just means it's a different social system. They're saying to a change of 0 to 10 would be completely dissatisfied, 10 completely satisfied. The divorce is sort of makes you a little dissatisfied. Unemployment is much worse than a divorce, which obviously going to depend on the person, and the two can obviously be related. Death of a partner, obviously that's going to make a huge difference about what age and how and why, and birth of a first child. And I think the idea is that birth of a first child is supposedly 60% more upsetting. And upsetting, I think, is a better word than depressing, than the death of a parent, because or the death of a partner, because death is sort of an end of something. Birth of a child is the beginning of something. So, and the idea being that you anticipate this, and then you've basically got to deal with sleeplessness and the responsibility. And so I think it's about a lot of things. It basically says that anticipation of a new baby is partially based on the fact that you have no information whatsoever except the Gerber ads, which show cute babies, you know, happily gurgling. And and I think the only value that this really offers people is that new parents, especially first-time parents, but parents in general, really need some societal support, as opposed to just assuming that everything will just be ducky. And many countries, including our buddies in Canada, although not the United States, not only have maternal leave, they have paternal leave, which I think is really very smart and very evolved. And the United States not only does not have paternal leave, but quite often doesn't have maternal leave. So the point being that it is a very stressful time for people, and the discrepancy between the anticipation and the reality can sometimes be very disconcerting. But I think the headline is completely misleading and should not be taken as such, and should not be viewed as retroactive birth control. It just means that you can anticipate some stress from the birth of a baby. And I think most people sort of understand that, and society should as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Wow, those are serious fanfares. All right, there are two little movies that I'm going to tell you about at the beginning because they're really not listed on the major website, and I want to make sure that you know about them. One is called Meru, M-E-R-U, which I've talked about before. It is the that it was up until a couple of years ago, it was the only unconquered. And it's interesting they refer to mountains as conquered, right? Like somehow we've conquered them when we climbed them. I don't climb them, but when the and because it's part of it is straight slate up and it's very high. It's the Himalayas, and part of it is a snowfield. And you know, I don't know how I feel about these films that deal with guys putting their lives in jeopardy to climb a mountain. And I know, you know, man's got to do what a man's got to do. And I think single men and single women can do whatever you want to do. If you put your life at risk, you know, God bless, whatever you want to do. But once you've got a family, and one of the guys got five kids, and so you've got three guys who decide to climb this, and I'm not going to tell you what happens in the movie except to say that they have to attempt more than once. Okay, that gives you a hint. And one of them is involved in a nearly fatal accident. So it's a little bit more than your usual climbing film. But you still, I mean, I am caught, and when I reviewed it, I was caught between feeling huge admiration for the courage and complete just, I guess, disgust isn't right the right word, but complete, what are you thinking? You know, what is the point of this? Especially with people with families. So Maru is a very interesting film, and it has some more things going for it than the usual climbing films. And as I said, there's a sense of elation on one hand and a sense of just clear frustration is probably as good a word as any on the other. The other little movie is called We Came as Friends, which is about the exploration and exploitation of the African continent, which is really alarming. And you see some of it before, but this is from a slightly different historical perspective. Okay, the big movies, the one you're going to all be talking about. All right, I'm just going to go through in the order that they're listed for no particular reason. Straight Outta Compton. All right, this is, it is almost 2.5 hours, so it's very long. It is messy. It is at least three different genres kind of mashed together. And it's completely compelling. It is an amazing story with some amazing performances, including O'Shea Jackson Jr., whom you probably know as Ice Cube. Compton is Compton, California. And NWA, which we know what that stands for, emerges from the streets of Compton, California in the mid-80s. Revolutionizes hip-hop culture with their music and tales about life in the hood. Okay, so this is Paul Giamatti plays the white guy who was the kind of manager at some point. So this brings like a bunch of different stories together, all right? It mashes them up. Number one is the traditional, okay, where did they come from, you know, of any particular musical group. The second is what drives them apart. You know, what got them together and then what drives them apart. All right, so we've seen those two. We've seen those movies with a lot, right? We also have, is the white guy exploiting the black guys? We've seen that a lot. We also have some individual histories going on about how you escape the hood. We've seen that a lot. You have to remember that Ice Cube was responsible for Boys in the Hood as well. I've got Dr. Dre in this. And then we've got some stories about personal loyalty and betrayal. So, I mean, but the first 15 or 20 minutes, it's incredibly violent. And you're thinking, or I was thinking, I don't know that I need to be here for 2.5 hours. You know, I'm sure this is going to appeal to some audience, but it's not my story. It's not, hip hop is not my genre. But then the movie is absolutely compelling. It is really worth seeing, and some terrific performances. Again, it's a mishup. It's a match. It's a mishmash. It really is. But there's undeniable strength in it, undeniable power in it, and you understand, even if hip hop is not your kind of music, how it works, what the appeal is to the universal appeal. And universal may be a little strong term, but how it crosses geographical boundaries, how it crosses national boundaries, how it crosses racial boundaries and sexual boundaries. It's a really interesting movie. and you may need earplugs, but it's absolutely worth seeing, and will very likely, it'll be interesting to see. It very well may be the number one movie of the week, just because it obviously has a core audience, but it's a strong enough movie, I think, to have some crossover real success here. Man from U.N.C.L.E. is really kind of fun. Basically, this is kind of set in the 60s. We've got Napoleon Solo and KGB ex-operative Ilya Kuryakin. Remember that from the TV show? They participate in a joint mission against a mysterious criminal organization which is working to proliferate nuclear weapons. All right, so this has got Armie Hammer, who's cute. It's got Henry Cavill in it. So they're not Robert Vaughn and David McCallum, but I thought it was kind of fun. All right? And the sort of the Cold War seemed a little more manageable than what we've got than ISIS. So it's sort of nostalgic a little bit, and it's got some humor in it. It's got some adventure in it. So it's kind of a fun movie. It's PG-13 as opposed to Straight Outta Compton, which is R. Mistress America is another R movie. This one is going to have some limited appeal. It's kind of vaguely chick flicky. It's got Greta Gerwig in it, and she plays a college freshman. Actually, she plays the older sister, or the half sister. A lonely college freshman's life is turned upside down by her impetuous adventurous soon to be stepsister. It's okay. Basically, the two girls seem to be having some kind of fun. There's an undercurrent of a young woman who's being misled as anything, you know, to a life of kind of vague debauchery because the big sister, the big stepsister B, is kind of bored and she sort of needs an acolyte. So Fortilden is a surprisingly similar kind of movie. Allie and Harper, and they're going to go to the beach. They are at a party and seem to be invited to the beach. It's directed, or at least co-directed, by a woman. And it's got Bridie Elliott and Claire McNulty, which I guess are flavors of the week. This was another story of sort of young women misleading one another and being callous and indifferent to other people's concerns. And this one didn't really work for me. If you're going to spend, let's see, with Fort Tilden, which is only an hour and a half, if you're going to spend that amount of time with somebody, somebody has to be likable. And I think in this one, there's a bit of a turn where the alpha female sort of gets there's a bit of a turn of power, I guess. It didn't work for me very well. And I think that Fort Tilden and Mistress America were the same kind of thing of that we think it's cute to be, to drink too much or smoke too much or to be too sexual. And it just, I don't think there are very good role models for young women. And the fact that I don't think every movie has to be about role models, but the idea of sort of presenting these women as heroic or interesting or kind of hip, I find somewhat upsetting. So, movie of the week, Man from U.N.C.L.E. if you want to kind of turn off your brain. It's fun, it's vaguely nostalgic, it's problems that we've already solved, which is certainly a comfort. It's like reading a newspaper that's a week old, right? We've already lived through all that, so no matter how awful, and I'm not saying that Man from U.N.C.L.E. is awful, but no matter how awful the news or how dangerous the situation should be, we've already survived it, and there's a comfort in that. So Man from U.N.C.L.E. is kind of the comfort food. It's the mashed potatoes of the week. You'll have a good time at it. Straight Outta Compton ain't mashed potatoes at all. It's gritty. It's crude. It's rude. It's loud. It presumably is somewhat historically accurate. It has a compelling cast and music that may or may not be your thing, but it's a very interesting story and is somewhat, relevant to racial issues today as well, and certainly the place of music in our culture. So I would probably send you, believe it or not, to Straight Outta Compton. But if you're not feeling like you want to be challenged, go see Man from U.N.C.L.E. All right? More details at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so just telling you about Straight Outta Compton as a kind of a musical biography, among other things, about N.W.A. and Ice Cube and Dr. Dre. And and saying that it was, you know, that hip-hop really isn't exactly my kind of music, although they make a compelling case for it in the movie, and you sort of do find yourself kind of bouncing along to it. And we've talked before about the role of music in helping people reconnect when they have Alzheimer's. And nobody's sure exactly why. It obviously has to do with different parts of the brain and different kinds of transmissions. And there was the article, or the documentary that was out last year, and we did a It's Broken, Let's Fix It on it. So we've known that music has some kind of, if not magical powers, because I really, you know, I'm a scientist, so I don't really talk like that, but does have some advantages that aren't inherently obvious. And there's an article out today that says that music eases pain and anxiety after surgery. And what they've done, they said there have been a bunch of studies that are suggestive of it, but they were all very small studies. So what somebody did, which is not my favorite thing to do, to be quite honest, is that they pulled together a bunch of different studies. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you the good news and bad news of that kind of research. The good news is that you can sometimes you can find paths and conclusions more readily. The bad news is that you have different people under different circumstances doing different kinds of research. So to glomp it all together, it's highly questionable, I think. So as far as I'm concerned, this study needs to be taken with a grain of salt, but it is provocative. And it's something to think about, and it's non-invasive. So, I mean, the worst it is a mistaken notion, but it's not going to do anybody any harm. And what they did was that they found that that Florence Nightingale, you know, in 1914, was using music, mostly because they didn't have anesthetics, but other than that. But they found 73 randomized clinical trials about the role of music among surgery patients. They said, you know, again, because they were so small, it's hard to generalize from them, but they put them all together. And they found that patients listening to music used significantly less pain medication. On average, music helped the patient drop 2 notches on the 10-point pain scale. That's the same relief typically reported with a dose of pain-killing medicine. So if you have a choice of music or medicine, yeah, music obviously is a much better kind of place to start. There's less anxiety, and obviously if you're in less pain, you're going to feel less anxious and more patient satisfaction. And so the idea, I remember in medical school, one of the surgeons that I knew fairly well used to have music playing in the surgical theater in the operating room, and presumably the patients were anesthetized, so they weren't aware of it. But some patients would actually report hearing the music, which was another kind of issue. He liked rock and roll. And it turns out to not be the kind of music really doesn't make much difference, that as long as it's something that the patient likes. It could be Spanish guitar. It could be Chinese classical music. I suppose it could be even hip-hop if that's what pleased you. But if you think about it, when people are in difficult situations, quite often they have their earbuds turned on. And if you have a choice between morphine or music, I mean, you go for the music, right? Because it has no side effects. It's not going to be addictive. You're not going to have to go through withdrawal. So it's something to be aware of. They're saying that. And so the questions are, should it be played during surgery? And that's kind of an open question at this moment, because, again, the patient is under anesthetic. So, and they're saying, well, but you could make the OR noisier. But that seems to me an obvious thing to do, is you just put the patient, have the patient has earbuds, right? So then their music isn't affecting the surgical staff, and if it's useful to the surgical staff, presumably they would have it playing anyway, and they could just talk a little bit louder. They're saying, so maybe it's a distraction of the surgeon. But, I mean, all headphones, folks. Hello, 2015, headphones. They're saying that many surgeons listen to music during a procedure, which is exactly my experience. And they're saying, well, maybe it's distracting, because if it distracts people from pain, does it distract the surgeon? Not a useful thought at this particular moment. But what it does mean is, if there's something, if you've got, if if you yourself are experiencing pain, try music. And try see if that can reduce some of your dependence on medication. If you have somebody in your life who has a problem with pain, try music. I mean, when you're talking about a 20% change, at a minimum of 20% change, that's on a 10-point scale, so it drops 2 points. And if you were at 10, and if you were at a 4 and it drops 2 points, it's on average it drops 2 points. That's a 50% increase in or decrease in pain and anxiety. So it's one of those things that science, again, I'm not sure I would take this to the bank, to be quite honest. But I think that it has no particular side effects. It's interesting, and it's non-invasive, so and not expensive. So what's the worst that could happen? That it doesn't work? Then you're right back where you were. But I would suggest headphones or earbuds because whatever music that you have, you don't. If somebody's yelling at you to turn down your music, and especially with the elderly when you're dealing with issues of hearing and hearing loss. But as I talked about, that one of the things that I did after this documentary about Alzheimer's and music is convince one of my nieces to put together an iPod for my mom with her favorite, some of her big bands and Sinatra and things. I had to ask her what music she liked the best. But it's one of those things, and think about it, when you're on a plane, when you're stuck in traffic, when you're trying to go to sleep at night, there are a whole bunch of situations in which we instinctively use music. And this is just another suggestion of a time that's not inherently obvious, but may make a lot of sense in terms of using music. So there you go. Alrighty. 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind something you could use a little bit of help on, whether you're left-handed, whether it's you're planning to eat filet mignon today, or whether you need a little bit of help with pain medication. Pain medication, the best I can help you with here is just try a little music, all right? All right, 855-993-7569. Did you hear the latest that Tom Brady supposedly and Giselle are having marriage problems? I don't know. This has not been his year, has it? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our body.
Radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.